National Council of Jewish Women. We are going to interview Gisela Eses, and this is Howard Braun and Flo Joseph. Let's play that over.
Before you put it on. And my name is Gisela Eses, J, like in shoulder, E-C-I-E-S. But when I came to the States, and all my cousins to that time, I had a great number of them, they changed the name to a Y. Mm-hmm. So Y-E-C-I-E-S. So when I became a citizen, I changed it to Y-E-C-I-E-S. Mm-hmm. And I had to leave Vienna because I worked in an office, and the SS came in and wanted to arrest my boss, but he had fled the country. So they start interviewing me, and they told me I have to come next week someday to their office and give them the full account, which I didn't know, of course, about the firm. So that means I got afraid that they were going to arrest me or keep me or do something with me. And I left the country for England, London. I was by myself in London and tried to get a job and took jobs any way possible to keep me.
How old were you? How old were you?
I have to think about it.
Okay.
Well, you know, then I tried to get my family out, but the affidavit
you told us
was
that last
on
time.
The whole family.
You told us that last time.
And so I was only the one who went on that affidavit.
What happened? Did your mother come to this country? No. What happened to your mother?
I lost my mother and sister in a concentration camp. Because here my cousin didn't want to give me another affidavit for the rest of the family, and they didn't recognize the other affidavit which I used. So that why the rest of that family vanished. My brother was a foreign patent attorney. With a wife and children, and he went to the concentration camp right after I left.
What was your brother's name?
Saul, S-A-U-L. And he left it with a J. He didn't change. I came to London and I took any job I could, and I rented a room in North 16. Then the war broke out and it was too late to get the family out. And I was interned as a foreigner in the Isle of Man.
Isle of
Man, M-A-N.
Man, Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After the war.
Oh, you were, I thought you got a decoration from the mayor.
Yeah. Yeah, then they released me.
Okay.
Then they released me, and I helped to win the war.
Right, yeah.
I wasn't staying in the Isle of Man too long.
Right.
And I helped to win the war. I became a war warden with a helmet and...
Mm-hmm.
And so on and so on.
Your brother got out also. Your brother's in New York now, right?
Yeah.
Well, how did he get out?
He got out, my sister Sarah, and was standing 2 days and a night in some office, and she had some papers from... Mm-hmm. New York, that he had a job waiting for
mm-hmm.
him here.
Mm-hmm. Then he must have gotten out before the war actually started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then your sister, was she here?
No, she went with him.
Mm-hmm.
The children went on a Jewish through the Israelitish
mm-hmm.
Through the Israelitish Kurdish Gemeinde
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
They went.
Who's the brother's children you're talking about?
The children. They went to they went to a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Bournemouth in England.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was a children mm-hmm. on some nursing home. And they said they are going to take care of the children.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They really intended to adopt them, of course. When my brother and sister-in-law came, they took the children there.
What children were these?
His brother's children.
And they came?
They were in England, went to Worms in England.
They came to England.
The children. The English did a lot of this.
Children Association.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the children were brought over.
A lot of them, yeah. Also the English children. Okay.
Okay, and I, during the war, as I say, I was a warden. I had to go twice a week to
mm-hmm.
sign up for duty.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't sign up,
mm-hmm.
you came, you could be court-martialed.
Mm-hmm.
Once they couldn't find my signature, was another place I had to do it.
Mm-hmm. You
they
only
called
had,
me in. Yeah,
you worked twice a week then, as a warden.
Yeah.
Mm.
You had to sign up.
I know, and I know you got it.
Duty.
I know you got a decoration. You told us that last
and
time.
And I got the decoration.
Mm.
And then my mother wanted very much I should go to the... In the meantime, I had a job, and I worked good.
What did your mother want you to do?
She wanted me to go to England, to the States, because she said the relatives will do something
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
The relatives didn't do nothing for me, that's another story.
Yeah.
And,
that was in McKeesport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Keep telling us good myself.
Then I'm here, and first I worked for different firms as a dressmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And when I, and someday I decided I want to to go on my own. And I went on my own. And I had on the lower Murray Avenue, 2240. An open store.
Do you remember what year?
I think it was in 69.
Okay. Store at 22 what?
2240.
40, yes.
And the business was very good. Until my landlady died, who lived over the shop. And the man next door did me a dirty trick. When there was only daughter she had at the airport, he told her to throw me out, and he wants to take over. They were next to each other, the stores. He wanted to take it over, and he'll fix it up, but only when he can have my place. So,
prevailed on it.
I took the place 1824 Murray Avenue, that is the new lawyer's building, on the third floor with elevator, and paid three times as a higher rent. And that really was my downfall, because the rent was too high. For a dressmaking business. So, 1 year I got sick. And then I thought maybe giving up the business, not giving up, so I thought that.
What year did you get sick?
89. I got very sick. I ended in the hospital. And I was in and out of the hospital. And of course, the business went down to nothing. I had to pay the high rent. I paid a woman a very high wages. And if she worked or not worked, I had to pay the money. There was nobody to oversee. And when I came out of the hospital, I could hardly stand on my feet. I had so many operations. People visited me for my business. It was like a flower shop in my room, and they brought me gifts and everything else. And then when I came out of the hospital, end of, that was in June 1990, so I decided to close my shop and put it up for sale. I paid my woman till end of June. Of course, when I came out of the hospital, all the big bills were looking in my face. I had to pay high rent. My rent was $6,600 a month.
Yeah.
Plus, end of the year, they gave me another bill for security and so on and so on. And my woman, the high wages, I have to give her as a say. I didn't know if she was there or not.
Let me ask a question. All the years you worked as a dressmaker, who did you make dresses for? Who were the people? What sort of dressers? Why did they Why did they come to you?
Why they come here? They heard of me. I never advertised. I had a very good name. And I have the biggest, I don't want to throw names about.
I want you to.
Well, I had, for instance, Judy Grauer, that was Dr. Grauer's widow. Ruthie Lieber, this Jerome Lieber, the wife, Ankovic, which was the head of the mine and...
Mine safety?
What?
Mine safety appliance?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Ankovic.
Yeah, Ankovic, right.
And their daughter that did for them. I did for a lot of weddings.
Did you mostly make, what kinds of clothing did you make? Did you make
I made special all, any kind.
Special
clothes? I made any kind of clothes. I could do, I had one customer and she wanted even nightgowns. She could get nightgowns. Very fancy. I made bridal gown, I made bridesmaids dresses, suit dresses, cocktail dresses, anything.
How about the religious people?
What?
How about some of the religious people? Did you make any for the families?
Oh, yeah, so sure, I made it.
You
I made
did?
Even for the late Rabbi Zimpupka.
Oh.
You know, she really adored me, and she knew I wasn't that religious, and she came, she never passed the store to come in and say, hello, how you doing? I didn't, I wouldn't want to bring out, I didn't get rich, but I got loved, I got recognition. And then that is to me very well. Of course, I was doing very well as long as I stayed on the lower Murray Avenue.
Yeah.
I did very well. But then when I moved up and the big expenses, first of all the higher rent, that broke me. And then when I was so long, nearly a year sick, in and out of the hospital, and the expenses run. So my money runs out. People think I'm rich, but I'm not, because I was sick. And if I would have stayed, I should have closed up there and then, when I left the lower money.
Exactly, you should have closed then. You lost a lot of money.
I should have closed then.
Yes, you should
so
have.
So instead of my savings, they all went in there.
You lost almost all your money.
I nearly lost all my money. I really, when I came out of the hospital, I was desperate.
Yeah.
I didn't know even how I will be able to pay the bills, you know, first the rent. And you see, I did even, it came in people, it came to them that people, I didn't ask, but there came people who offered me money. Of course, I didn't take it, but there were people who offered me money.
Yeah.
to try to tide me over all that time. And then, I decided in June to give up the business. I had a customer, I forgot to mention that. I had a customer, she lived here, and then she moved, she just started being here. Her husband was a vice president from Westinghouse. And they got transferred, or he got transferred, really, to St. Louis, Missouri. So then there started a big love between us. She used to come here once or twice a year. I went once or twice a year, Missouri, and then I did that. They have big parties, entertaining, and they do with all gorgeous gowns. And I used to mail them out in suitcases. It really...
Sometimes you went to St. Louis?
Oh, yes. I went to St. Louis. I fitted them there and then I sent it out. She left everything up to me.
Do you remember
the
his
style,
name?
The style.
Yeah.
And the style and the fabric. She had three children.
Do you remember their name?
Yeah. Sudie, Cindy, and Paul, the man children. And his name was Thomas Kenton and her name Martha Kenton.
Kenton,
K-E-N-T-O-N.
Martha and Thomas?
Thomas, the husband name,
Thomas Kenton, okay.
Thomas the servant.
That's right. Do you have any more nice stories like that?
Do you have any other interesting people you'd like to tell us about?
We are still in contact. She called me today. She may come and visit me. And then her daughter had her outgoing party, you see, with the bishop. And I made the gown for the daughter. The daughter is... I went to all the weddings, also children weddings. I made the gowns and I went to the weddings. Not from the daughter-in-law, no.
Yeah.
And...
Very nice.
She called me up 2 weeks ago and she said, you know, my granddaughter is staying with me. I said, 8 years old, and we're looking at all the pictures. And she said, you are in all the pictures. So I said, I have to call you and tell you them. And I used them when I stopped. It was too much for me to travel. Oh, and when she came the first time, you know, and said, you have to come, I can't travel so often, you have to come here. So I said, you know what, you can stay in my place. All what you have to do is just to rent a car because I don't drive. And then you can go wherever you want to go. Maybe you have some old friends to visit. And so on, and in the evening we go out together. The husband said, I thought you will say that because I wouldn't let us stay. They always used to stay in the Hilton. I wouldn't let us stay in the Hilton. So I said, she can stay in my place. and have the peace. You can do what you can. You don't have to get up with me. Do what you want to do. It was really a big relationship.
Yeah.
And then when I said, I can't do more anymore, the closing. Or I had to go there in Missouri. I think they stopped now. They had a veil party. V-A-I-E-I-L. But it was more, you know, no racists, you know. And they had trouble then with the colored people because they didn't belong there. But when they had that party, I had to go to the party. To the party.
Yeah.
And I said they were gorgeous, those parties. And they belong to all the clubs there.
Yeah.
They have so many clubs. Old Boston Club, City Club.
Okay, tell us some Pittsburgh story.
Some Pittsburgh story.
Do you have any close friends in Pittsburgh besides those connected with the...
You know, it connected with my business. Everybody, first of all, called me only Gisela, and I called mostly all of them by first name, too. As I say, the people said they didn't come to me because of the work. Besides the work, they came to me because of me. While with me, everybody was special.
Yep.
And when they were here party, they invited me to their parties.
So you basically had a high standard clientele.
Yeah. But anybody who came, I took them to, it didn't matter to me. But, lady, can you bring the fan here? Maybe we throw up a little bit.
That's okay.
I'm fine.
That's okay.
I'm fine.
It's okay.
I'm comfortable. You're comfortable.
And
thank you.
Well, I belong here too. I belong to this Pittsburgh Symphony.
Did you ever work for Mrs. Steinberg?
Pardon?
Did you ever make anything for Mrs.
No.
Steinberg?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to see the symphony? Did you go to the symphony, Gisela?
Oh, yes, I used to subscribe. Mm-hmm. I used to be a subscriber to the symphony. Mm-hmm. And I used to go a lot to the movies, to dinners.
Mm-hmm.
And
why don't you tell us again what you think is your greatest accomplishment here? What do you
mean? Well, my accomplishment is that I served my clientele very well, and everybody had nothing than praise and good words about me. And then, when my name was mentioned, they used to say, oh, I know her, or I have heard of her. So it was more a household name.
Now, you seem to make very high style clothes. Where did you get the designs from the fashion books?
Well, I like the fashion book, and then to help me, and then to do my own. Mm. I like to have the fashion book and study that. What is every designer doing? What do you think? They look up the old fashions,
yes, make a small
from
change.
50, 100 yeah. years ago, and then they put their own
yeah.
motives in, what they uh-huh. want to do with that. Uh-huh. But you see, they didn't come just by themselves. You can't come by themselves. They study the other fashion, and then you make it more to the modern. And I used always to go with the modern.
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 Yes.
You know, I used to I tried to lead them on
mm-hmm.
when they came to me and they weren't sure what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, I had to find out where they are working, what date, what time of the mm-hmm. season, what time of the day, what occasion, you know, because you can't.